on a hot summer day like this one, just lollygagging on a Florida river sounds appealing. Turtles sunning themselves on logs, dragonflies zipping through the air, fish jumping in the sparkling water. But when Lacey Red and her family went boating on the Suwannee River in northern Florida earlier this year, she bumped into one of those jumping fish. Or was it the fish who bumped into her? Ms. Red joins us on the line from St. Augustine, Florida. Ms. Red, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Fish knocked you cold, is that true?
That is true. It struck me in the chest and knocked me unconscious.
How big was the fish?
Approximately 6 foot long and estimate somewhere around between 120 and 150 pounds.
My God, that's a welterweight.
Yes. It took two men to pick him up out of the boat and put him back in the water.
Were you hurt?
I was knocked unconscious and taken to the hospital, and I had three broke ribs and a collapsed lung and a pretty severe head concussion.
Well, what kind of fish was it?
It's a Gulf sturgeon, and I think they can run between 50 pounds and 700 pounds. They migrate up into the river, and we see them most frequently in the spring and summer when it's warm. And you do see them jump, but that was a very large one. That struck me.
Ms. Red, because the odds of that happening seem to be so remote, did you take this personally?
No, I didn't take it personally. I've had several people come tell me stories of other people that it has happened to.
And did this ruin your vacation?
Well, we actually
live on the river. So you,
yes,
my gosh, it's not like you can just go off and forget about
That's
it.
That's correct. And all three of my children were with us, and so it was very important to us that they go back on the river, and because that's part of our everyday life.
We kind of know your injuries. May I ask, did you give as good as you got to the fish?
Well,
or do you know?
Actually, the fish did. After it hit me, it went into the center console and bent up our steering wheel pretty bad, and I think it cut him a few places. But like I said, the fish and wildlife officers came to the scene and actually picked the fish up and put him back in the water, and he actually swam on to hopefully not do it again.
Do you find yourself when you're on the river now kind of looking over your shoulder?
Oh, I do. I do think about it. And we see sturgeons jump, and I'm hopeful that it won't happen again.
Well, Miss Red, awfully nice talking to you. Good luck. Have a good rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Lacey Red is assistant principal at the Talbot Elementary School in Gainesville, Florida, speaking with us from St. Augustine, Florida.